This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, ruchem avam. We continue in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Hilchos Tefillin. Today we're learning Simen Chaf Hey. We are up to Se'if Hey. We're going to talk about the proper kavana to have when one puts on Tefillin. Yechavein b'hanachasam. Have in mind when you put on the tefillin, Shetzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Almighty commanded Lohaniach Arba Parshas Eil to put these four parshios, Sheyesh Behem Yichud Shemoi, that have the unification of Hashem's name, Shema, V'Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the subject of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Al Hazroya, on the arm, Keneged Alev, opposite the heart, V'Al HaRoish, and on the head, Keneged HaMoyach, opposite the mind. In order that we remember the miracles and the wonders that Hashem did for us, that denote God's unity, that He has strength and ability in the upper worlds and the lower worlds, to do as He pleases. So, the Mechaber is saying one should have in mind that Hashem commanded us to put on tefillin that has four parshios. What does it have in the four parshios? That there's one God, that He took us out of Mitzrayim, and we put on the arm opposite the heart, and on the head opposite the mind, in order to remember all the miracles, which denote Hashem's oneness, and that He has ability, and nobody could stop Him. V'yishabi la'kodesh baruch hu ha'neshama, Shehi b'amoyach, we're going to subjugate our soul, which is in the brain, the gamalev, in our heart, shu ikra taivas ha'machshavos, which is the seat of desire and thought. Uvaze yizkar ha'boirei, and by doing so, we'll remember the Creator. V'yamid hana'osav, limit our pleasures. And so, this is the proper kavana to have. Says the mechaber, v'yaniach shalyad tchila. First, you put on the shalyad, vivarech lehaniach tefillin, v'acher kach yaniach shel roish. And we, as we know, the opinion of the mechaber is v'lo yivarech ki yim bracha achas l'shteihem. We make one bracha for both. That is the opinion of the mechaber. One bracha lehaniach tefillin, it covers shalyad and it covers shel roish. Hagah says Rama v'yeshoimrim levarech al shel roish al mitzvas tefillin, afilu lo yhefzik b'intayim. The Mechaber would agree if you're mafsik between the Shalyad and the Shal Rosh, you're going to make a bracha on the Shal Rosh as well. However, the Ramah says you make a bracha on the Shal Rosh al mitzas, even if you are not mafsik. V'chein pashen ha-minog b'vnei Ashkenaz, so has the custom spread among Ashkenazic Jews, shemavarchen shtei brachos, v'toiv loymar tomet achar bracha hashnia, it is good always to say, after the second blessing, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai Li'aylam Vaid. Now this is the kavana for tefillin. If it's okay, I'm going to remind you of the kavana by Talis. And if you remember, we said there are three kavanas you need to have by Talis. Number one, mitzvois tzrichos kavana, which means before you do any mitzvah, you have to be mechavein to be mekayim the mitzvah of Hashem. It's not enough just to do it. You have to have the official articulated thought, I have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. Furthermore, one needs to be mechavein that they're putting on tzitzis, leman tizkeru, in order to remember, va'asisem es kol mitzvaysai, to perform the mitzvahs, v'isem kedoshim, to be holy. The third kavana is that you need to have in mind to pater your talis katan, because a married man does not make a bracha on a talis katan, so when you make the bracha on the talis Gadol, you have in mind is patering the talis katan. Those are the three halachic kavanos. If you want to add, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshit says, be mechavein, that you wish you could wear tcheles if we knew what it was. Now we're coming to tefillin. The kavana by tefillin, the mechaber says, is leman tia toiras Hashem beficha ki biyad chazaka itziacha Hashem esbenei somi as the time. We wear tefillin on our arm opposite our heart, on our mind opposite, on our head opposite our mind, in order to remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And part of that is that demonstrated Hashem's yichud, his unity. But that kavana is the second kavana. The first kavana is not said here. The first kavana is mitzvah srichos kavana. You have to be mechavin to be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Tesvav, yechavin behanachasam kasav habach b'simen ches tamleza midachsev v'hoya lechala oisal yadcha leman tiyat taras Hashem beficha kibyar chazak oitziacha. The fact that the Torah says you should wear, it should be a sign on your arm, so that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. Yoira, this demonstrates ki ikar hamitzvah v'kiyuma tluya b'kavana sheyichavim b'shas kiyuma mitzvah. This shows the main mitzvah and its fulfillment is dependent on the kavana that you have when you perform the mitzvah. Even though by all mitzvahs it's enough just to be mechavim, you're being mekayim a mitzvah, by tefillin there's a special kavana because the Torah says lema'an. The cause of aprima gadim, the mikamakam b'diavad afilu emloi kivein rak l'shei mitzvah b'vad yatsa. B'diavad, if you didn't have this extra kavana, you're yatsa. Now, regarding what if somebody did not have the formal kavana to be mekayim a mitzvah? So, regarding that, the Mishnah Berurah says later on in Siman Samach Sivkat and Yod in the name of the Chaya Adam that there is a kula that if we could say, well, why else am I wrapping leather straps around my arm other than to fulfill mitzvah of Hashem? B'dieved, that works. The Bir Halacha says that saying a bracha is also b'dieved will allow you to fulfill this obligation of explicit kavana to mekayim a mitzvah. However, l'chatchila, one always has to have in mind explicitly, even now, right now we had a shir, before we started learning, l'chatchila, one should be mechavin, I have kavana to mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's always a good thing to do. Before you say Berachas Hamazon, have kavana to mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa Berachas Hamazon. Before you wash Netilas Yadayim, have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah d'rabanan. I'm talking about for bread of Netilas Yadayim. We hold mitzvah srichos kavana. Furthermore, four parshiyos. By the way, I'll tell you something interesting. The tefillin shel yad has one bias, has one compartment. Tefillin shel rosh has four compartments. Tefillin shel rosh, the parshiyos are spread onto four. Tefillin shel yad, it's one bias. The Gra says an amazing thing. It says the purpose of tefillin is to subjugate your senses. So on the head, you have four senses: sight, hearing, taste, smell. So therefore, they're four batim. On the yad, you only have one sense: touch. So there's one bias. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Because of this, some are noyeg to read the four parshiyos after putting on the tefillin. Hainu kadesh v'haya kiviyacha shema v'hayim shemaya. Now that's, excuse me, kadesh v'haya kiviyacha, because the parshios of Shema and v'hayim shemaya you read anyway. B'lav hachi karin kol yisrael b'shas kriya shema uvetfilin d'rabbeinu tam yomer kol arba parshios umino gyafahu. In the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, it's a good thing to say all four parshios. First, you put on the tefillin shel yad, says Mishnah Berurah, d'chsev u'kshartem v'hadar, and then it says v'hayu l'tay tafais. And you make the bracha, vivarech roitzolaymer koidem ahidu kol kaman, before you tighten it. Tefillin, the lamid has a dagesh. Some would say the way to pronounce it, therefore, is it's as if there are two lamids. Tefillin. Tefillin. Okay, so most accurately, lohaniach tefillin. It's like there's a double lamid. And then the Ramah said, some say you say on the Rosh, al mitzvahs. Al mitzvahs, bepatach tachas avav, with a patach under the vav. Shulashon yachid. The mitzvah, the singular mitzvah, layam v'chayim, not mitzvahs, shulashon ramah, sharolei niskan ha-brachazu, kiyam l'ton shal Rosh b'vat. The bracha is only going on the shal Rosh. K'may shesbar b'sim l'chavav, k'enech ri roi v'achreinim, not like the Taz. K'rabbi say, have a wonderful day. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll see everybody on Monday. We'll continue in Siman Chaf Hei. Wishing everybody a great day. Kol Tov. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Hey, Rabbi.
Yeah.
Good morning.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.